This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi today. Both leaders are expected to hold discussions on a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation between India and the UAE. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan reached New Delhi last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. He is accompanied by several ministers from the UAE government and a business delegation. Tomorrow, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will attend the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council GCC Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. This historic gathering aims to strengthen ties between India and the Gulf nations. The meeting will focus on enhancing cooperation across various sectors, including trade, investment and energy. With the GCC region housing nearly 8.9 million Indian expatriates and serving as a major trading partner, this diplomatic engagement holds significant importance for India's foreign policy. During his visit, Dr. Jayashankar is also expected to hold bilateral talks with his counterparts from GCC member countries, further solidifying India's relationship in the region. The 54th GST Council meeting will be held in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Council had also recommended that services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, including the sale of platform tickets, facility of retiring rooms and waiting rooms, and battery-operated car services, will not attract any GST. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed as alert army troops foiled an infiltration bid along the line of control, LOC, in Rajouri district today. Our correspondent reports that the gunfight broke out late yesterday night in the Lam sector of Naushera in Rajouri district. A massive search operation is underway as it is suspected that at least a couple of terrorists were hit in the crossfire. Army troops guarding the LOC picked up the movement of the terrorists trying to infiltrate under the cover of darkness and challenge them, leading to the encounter. The area was illuminated and kept under strict surveillance. The army further revealed the recovery of large quantity of weapons as search operation Kanchi continued. A young male patient who recently travelled from a country currently experiencing Mpox transmission has been identified as a suspect case of Mpox. Health Ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital and samples from the patient are being tested to confirm the presence of Mpox. It added that the patient is currently stable. The Ministry further said that the case is being managed in line with established protocols and contact tracing is ongoing to identify potential sources and assess the impact within the country. Around 1.79 crore activities have been reported as part of the ongoing 7th Rashtriya Poshan Maha so far. The Poshan Maha, which began on the 1st of September, will continue till the 30th of this month. The one-month campaign, which was launched from Gujarat, focuses on key themes including anemia, growth monitoring, complementary feeding and Poshan Bhi, Padhai Bhi, along with technology for better governance across the nation. Foreign investors pumped nearly 11,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first week of September. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, invested 10,978 crore rupees into equity markets and 367 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 11,345 crore rupees this month. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the depression over the West Central and adjoining Northwest Bay of Bengal is likely to cross the Odisha coast near Puri by noon today. Following this, it will move across parts of Chhattisgarh and Odisha. IMD has issued a red alert for coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Odisha for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.